Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Wednesday, April 19th edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And we've got a little bit of news to talk about today. It's been slow. We'll be honest with you here. Not a lot going on. But in movie news, Yahya Abdul-Mateen II did confirm that he is playing Black Manta in the Aquaman film on Twitter. Last official news we heard was that he was in talks, and so it looks like they're getting set to start filming pretty soon here. So he has officially confirmed that he will be playing Black Manta. Not shocking, but it's never official until it is official.
Exactly.
And so, he acknowledged, Dwayne Johnson had welcomed him back to the club. The news broke back on February 3rd, and it tells you, just shows you how long it can take before these things become official. And so I'm assuming if he's not in Australia yet, he will be soon. I think Jason Momoa and I think Amber Heard and some others are already in Australia. Last we heard was like a May start date for filming. So that's getting inching closer.
All right, next up we have just a bit of news about Krypton, the TV show. The trailer leaked online, and so you may have seen it, may not have seen it, but it wasn't officially released. It was leaked on Vimeo, and it's not listed yet on Sci-Fi's summer schedule, so we'll have a link to that in the show notes, but they have just basically a list of the 11 shows that are coming out, and Krypton is not one of the ones listed. So Tom, what do you think this means? Obviously, they've put some work into it because there is a full complete trailer for it. But do you think it's going to be coming later? Are they going to add that to that list?
Yeah, I don't know. It was a weird thing how it came down. The trailer leaked, and then I was assuming Sci-Fi would be dropping it officially, but they haven't, and they're taking down all the videos. So whatever got out, they didn't want to get out on purpose. Normally we would do a review of it, but it's sort of our podcast policy not to talk about leaked or pirated stuff or anything like that. So we'd like to have a trailer to talk about, but we're not going to do that. But yeah, it was just a weird situation how that's happened. So we don't know when. It's just weird how it came out. I don't know if this was a first draft of a trailer and was supposed to come out later, or if maybe, this is bad news for the show and somebody leaked it, trying to build buzz. What do you think happened here?
Yeah, I don't know. Either one of those, there's a bunch of different couple ways you could go, but I'm hoping it doesn't mean that Sci-Fi doesn't really want to do the show anymore, and this is somebody on the inside trying to build up buzz, or maybe just Sci-Fi themselves just to kind of test the waters. I hope that they are planning on still making the show because it's a really interesting premise. And so hopefully this is just maybe, like you said, maybe a rough draft that wasn't supposed to get out, or there's something in there that isn't going to actually be in the show, and so they want to change it before they release the actual official version. So I'm holding out for maybe that's what actually happened with this.
Yeah, I agree. And, it's been a while. Like, it was October that they started filming, and we haven't heard much since then. But Sci-Fi typically is pretty slow when it comes to turnaround between filming their pilot and actually releasing, starting the series. Sometimes it takes over a year. So it's not necessarily bad news that it's not going to be on the summer schedule or anything. It could be good news, in fact, that they think it's going to be good and they want to put it in the fall or winter when more people are watching TV because they think it's going to be better numbers, right? Right now it's just a guessing game, but weird situation.
Yeah. And then we also got another sneak peek at another character in Injustice 2. This time it's Poison Ivy. So we got a trailer introducing Poison Ivy. We'll have the link to the YouTube video, or you can just type in Injustice 2 Poison Ivy somewhere on the internet and it'll probably get you there. We got to see a lot of her plant action and kind of just eating people with plants and whatnot. What'd you think of this, Tom?
Yeah, it looked cool. I just want to see Poison Ivy against Swamp Thing, maybe them throwing plants at each other and stuff like that. Yeah, we keep getting closer to Injustice 2, hopefully. One of these days it's actually going to be out and we're not just going to have trailers for it.
Right. I think it's May 16th, but we'll see. They'll probably
that,
have...
That is the date.
45 trailers or so before then.
Yeah, winding down. All right, and we got a Twitter question from @Salvatore_Chief. Theories on how Superman will return in Justice League. How do you think he comes back?
He's going to come back alive. He's going to come back punching. He's going to come back. Okay, so I don't know. I think that it's going to be the third act, towards the third act. I think they're going to, the Justice League is going to come up against something, the Parademons, Steppenwolf, something that is maybe a little too powerful for them to handle. And that they're going to be, have their backs against the ropes, kind of seem like they're down and out, and all hope is lost, and it's dark, and then the sun starts to rise, and there's something that you see off in the distance, and it's Superman. I don't think we're going to get like an explanation of, oh, this is exactly how he came back. These are the metaphysical steps that occurred to reincarnate him, basically. I think we're just going to see him come back without much explanation.
Well, I don't think that. I think how he first joins the team could be very similar to what you said there. But I think we're going to see more about this. I think the Superman might not be back with and with the Justice League until the third act, but I think we're going to see more of him sooner. That's sort of my theory, is that maybe the one of the first scenes in the movie is a shot of Superman's grave and his body getting ripped out of it and going to a Fortress of Solitude where an AI Jor-El is there, Russell Crowe, working on him, sort of similar in some ways, or, you know, or something Kryptonian related, similar to his return in the comics. I think it'll be something similar to that, where he might be back alive early in the film, but he'll be just chilling, wearing that black solar suit to soak in the radiation, get his tan going on, and also get his strength back. I think that's going to be not a huge part of the story time-wise in the first couple acts, but I think it can be something that they'll keep going back to multiple times, showing him.
Yeah, either way, however it happens, I'm just happy that we're going to see Superman, because we're definitely going to see Superman.
Yes, agreed. All right, well, that's all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.